going to worship, Father. But I feel like I'm supposed to go figure. I'm supposed to challenge you. I want you to picture, please picture a glass. I don't know if we have one. A glass. This doesn't do, because it's got to be a glass. A clear glass. And I want you to picture water, deep water, and you are the glass. I am the glass. If this isn't you, you won't move from where you are. This glass is empty. It's a glass. It's a container. But it's empty. And you take that glass and you plunge it under the water. And when you plunge this glass under the water rushes in and fills the glass. The glass did not disappear. The glass is immersed in the water, filled with the water, covered with the water, and the glass is now fulfilling its purpose. It's a container. Now God could give to drink a cup of cold water to a thirsty soul, because the glass is full of Him, the living water. If you're not willing, if you're not hungry, if you're already full, we are going through transition. We keep going through transition here. Transition is hard. It's real easy to just see the world doesn't like transition. The world doesn't like transition. So it comes up with formulas. It comes up with things to fill the gap. Let's do our iPod or whatever it's called. Let's play our games. I don't know if I'm making this clear. If you are full, okay, if you are empty and you're trying to fill it, let's go play games. I'm bored. I'm restless. There's got to be something. I know. I'll go spend countless hours playing Angry Birds. Excuse me? And God sees you as the empty glass. And Sharon was just saying it. Nothing else but you can satisfy. I have got to have you. If you, okay, say what you don't want me to say. God, I'm an empty glass. I've been an empty glass for a long time, and every single time I turn to you, you just fill me up. You cleanse me. You fulfill me. You satisfy, Father, like nothing else. Jesus, you have got the sweetest name. I love your name. I love just to whisper your name, Jesus. I'm so glad that you brought me. I'm so glad you came and found me, and then you just kept coming back and like holding your hand out. I'm like, here I am. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And it's like I just open up to you. And like the water rushing into the glass, as I've admitted that I am just so empty that I can't live without you. And I can't just sing about you. And I can't sing these songs that are just so, that have been sung for so long. I know all the words. It's like, but I mean every word when I sing it, but there's more. And you're like, that's what's in the past. And I'm taking you into something more. And I just want you to admit that you're empty and that you need me and you want me and you desire me and you see me. And I just want you to just touch my face. Father, I like to touch your face. And I like to look in your eyes. And I like to know you. And for you to know me, and there's no holds, there's no hiding place, there's nothing between us that would keep you back. Because like Sue said, I just want to be one with you. One with you. As we just married our granddaughter, saw her looking in her husband's face, and they looked into each other's eyes, and all they wanted was the other. Well, all I want is you. And Lord, I am asking that you would bring such a divine discontent, restlessness, need in each person connected to this body, that they would become, I don't mean to use this as a worn out word, I just don't know a better one yet, Lord, just absolutely desperate for you, that nothing else, make all the iPod playing and all the phone playing and all the Facebook and all the movies and all the distractions and things that vie for our time, that take us away, that we try to fulfill and satisfy ourselves with, make it so empty, null, and void more than we've ever experienced, that we would become absolutely desperate. Plunge ourselves in you. You're the only one who can fill. And you're the only one that knows our purpose and knows how to satisfy, so that when we do plunge ourselves in you and are filled with you and we become one with you, we become so content, so fulfilled as we allow you to just flow through us. Not a glass that goes and hides and hoards you,
Lord, a
glass that's willing to be emptied out for your purpose to pour on a dry and thirsty land. Lord, these words without you just pale and are just words. But Lord, there are so many. There are people around us that need you. The living you. And you choose to work with us. This isn't about us just getting fulfilled. And yet you so much love us that you would never use us. So you fill us first before you pour us out. And what's so neat is as the picture in John 15 of you are the vine and we're the branches. You don't just pour us out. I mean, you can if that's a beginning. But you want to flow your life through us where it's a continual flow and we never get empty. Best word that's coming to my mind is an artesian well, just ever flowing, because it's a vital connection with you. I am the branch. Without you, I wither. Without you, I can't bring forth fruit. Without you, there is no green. What's green about me withers and gets crispy and falls off and is dead and unfulfilling, and I don't want to live there. And I just pray, Father, that you would draw each one, even right now in this room, to a place to where they understand that nothing but you, nowhere but you, and that they could not continue to live without you. Not just warm, fuzzy feelings, not past, not somebody else's songs. You, Jesus. You, Father, sitting on your lap. You're holding us. You're holding me. Father, I like to touch your face. And I love to put my hand on your head and in your hair and touch your eyes. I love to feel your heartbeat and your breath because I just love your nearness. And you run and you put your hand on my head and you play with my hair and you hold me close as if I fulfill you, because I do. But Father, I've got to have more. I'm already living there, but I've got to have more. I've got to have more. I don't know where you're going, but it doesn't even matter. I got to have you. I've got to have more. I just want to be with you. But Lord, you told me, and you make it so clear to Sue and I, you can't go forward without them. So please, help each one here to become so desperate. Please deliver them from the fear of man and worrying about what others think. Please help them to abandon themselves, make themselves vulnerable like Tana did, and just stand up here and sing, talk to you, open their heart. Bring us to that place in our lives where we live there, where everything we try to do, if we do, try to fill our lives with all this other stuff that we realize it's just like fluff. It's like chaff that blows away in the wind. It's completely futile, hopeless, and lonely. Not satisfying. Can't do anything with it. It doesn't do anything for me. I've got to have you. As I plunge in you, you come rushing in. You are just so vibrant and full of life and love and peace. And you are everything. And you are totally indescribable to me because you are like way above anything I could possibly put in words. You are just the dearest and the nearest to my heart. You are everything I need. You are everything I want. You are what I've looked for my whole life. And nothing else has even come close in comparison. Because you are all. You just completely complete me. I love being with you. I love your love for others. Your tenderheartedness, your mercy, your thoughtfulness, your longing for each person. It doesn't matter how ugly they look or act or talk or think. It doesn't matter how repulsive they are to me. When I see them through your eyes, oh, my heart breaks. My heart longs. And everywhere we go, all the things we do, all the people you show me, all the things you tell me, it's like through all of it, it's like you never forget me. You never have this hidden agenda. You just are always, it's like I am the delight of your heart and the absolute desire of your soul. And it's like you just get giddy over me in the midst of all you show me and speak. I know that I bless your heart, that you have so much more, and I don't know how to enter into that, but you just keep taking me more, and I say, don't hold back. I am an empty vessel. I want to be transparent. I want to be fragile like this glass. I need your protection. I need your hand to hold me. I want to stay plunged in your presence. Because even when I'm full, you still keep rushing in. Rushing in, rushing in, washing, cleansing, tingling, filling, fulfilling. Bubbling. And yet you keep showing me the world. They need a drink of you. That's why we have to become so totally empty, so that we can come and be healed and loved and believed in by you, so that we're so healed that we and so fulfilled by like you look at us and you just look right into my eyes and I don't have to fear man. And if they give me looks or say things or do things, it's not like we have to go through a process. You just hold me closer. And you just squeeze with your hand. And you just minister your love and your healing. And you just hold me and you just touch me. And I know it's all okay. And you don't just wipe away my tears. It's like you touch them with your finger and absorb them. And you absorb my pain and my hurt. And you just so gently kiss my little boo-boos. And I don't have any boo-boos because I have you. And Father, I ask that you would deliver each one in this room from the fear of man and the fear of woman. And I just thank you for letting me know you the way that I do. And I so want to go where you want us to go. And I so want to just stay on this journey. But I know you want us to do it as a body. Thank you that I can rest in you. You keep telling me it's not my job. I just keep asking you, what do you want? I know what you show me. What do you want? And you just keep saying, just love them. I'm going to say something, I'll let you know. Thank you for being. Not just who you are, but letting me know who you are. And let me be so close. And it's a continual thing, not a visitation. Thank you. I don't even have to try. Just like Sue said, I just love you. And even when I think of loving you, I can't even get the thought out before your love just comes right back like a wave, saying, yep, I love you. You are just so close. You are like, just thank you for being right here. Give you another word picture because God was just showing it to me. We're the glass, right? He wants us to be transparent. He wants us to be fragile. He wants us to be open. And we're containers. We were designed to contain Him, okay? And yet you can't contain Him all. And yet you can. Now watch this. I want you to picture yourself as a little guy or girl, whatever you are, and you're alive and you're in this cup. But that little person you see is your flesh. what you, that little person that you see in this glass, is your self-life. Now God is like an ocean. So we can get dirt on our glass, and then we just want to do this quick little dip and get a little washed. What He wants you to understand is that everything in your life, everything in your mind, and remember, your little self-life, here you are, you're in this glass. He wants you to bring, see, this is the real you. But we think we're that little person. And you're in the glass and you're trying to hold on. You're trying to stay in the glass. Because what God wants is for us. See, your spirit man wants to take and plunge. First, pour out everything into the ocean of God. Pour out your hurt, and He cares about the pain in your feet. Pour out your rejection. Pour out your need. Pour out your struggle. He wants you to pour it all into Him and then plunge yourself down in Him. Let Him wash you. Let Him fulfill you. Let Him surround you. Let Him, just you, get immersed in Him. But what He showed me, I hope you're hearing me. What He showed me was you. Your self-life is like a little guy in this glass. And though you're trying, you go through motions and you pour, try to pour it into God. You're like trying to stay in the glass, your little self-life. What do I want? What do I think? What do I feel? What pleases me? What do they think about me? And you're trying to stay in the glass, your little self-life. Ask God, I dare you. Ask God, because your little self-life, because that's why people don't worship. That's why people don't thank God. That's why people don't raise their hands. That's why people don't dance. That's why people don't move. Rick. Because they're still living for self. They're trying to stay in the glass. It's okay to have God around me. It's okay to have all the feel good. It's okay to, I'll pray the prayers, I'll go to church. But it's still about the little guy in the glass. What do I want? What do I think? What do I feel? What about me? What do they think about me? Because if they only cared about what he thought. But it's beyond fear. They've never lost their life to Him. God gave me something about a week or two ago when I was talking to somebody. Many people in this body have given their lives to God. But a few have lost their lives to God. You see, if you give your life to God, well, I gave my life to God, that's more than what many do. Yep, that's right. But if you give your life to God, you've held back some of it. Not over here. I'm not willing to stand up front. I'm not willing to stand up here like Sharon or Tana and sing. I'm not willing to look like that. I'm not a singer, but I'm going to do it anyway because of my love for God. It's because it's not about me. But it is about them. Because they haven't lost their lives to God. It's not about Him. It's still about them. How can He bless me? What about my pain? What about all my dreams and plans? I want to do this. I want to do that. I've got all these ideas. I dare you in the other room. I dare you in this room. I dare you, anybody that has anything to do with us. Plunge your glass in the ocean of God. Let go of the glass, which I'm not going to do because I don't want it to break. And ask God to grab the glass, the real you, and to shake it until the self-life comes out. Do whatever it takes to shake it until the self-life can't hold in there anymore. It's not about me. There's a reason He had us put that up there. It's not just nice little words. It's because we need to have that focus. If that's not where we are, if it is about me, then it's not about Him. But I gave Him my life. I this and I that and I do and I say. And He's like, you haven't lost your life to me. It's still about me doing what you want, you going where you want, you saying what you want, you not getting up front if I want, you not laying your life down to others, you not willing to be so full of me and pour out to meet the needs of others. You gave me your life, but you haven't lost your life to me because it's not my life. I'm just telling you for me. I want to go preach. I want to go win this world to Jesus. I want to preach here at times, and God's like, Harv, it's about developing them. It's about me and them getting closer. And I'm one, and then you helping them to find out who they are and develop them and get them delivered from self and from religious thinking and from performance and living under burden. Because when you have burden, that means you're trying to do it. That means you think it rests on you. And if it rests on you, it doesn't rest on Him. And maybe He'll just let it get harder. Until you were just absolutely, I'm sorry, I'm just telling you because I've lived it so many times at so many levels. You think it's bad now, you don't even know. He loves you so much, He'll let it get way more than you can even imagine right now. Because right now, He's so gentle and He's so kind and He does it by layers. We pray these grand words. We sing these words. What's that? Break my heart for what breaks yours. You ever sung those words? Have you ever sung those words? What do you think they mean? What do you think God does with that? He takes it lightly, frivolously. Oh, nice little fluff. That fluffy paper they put in the bag, you know, around the gift or something. You know what I'm talking about? Tissue. What do you think? All those words that we say, and we sing. Did you mean them? Or were you a hypocrite? You meant them, didn't you? Well, God thought you meant it. And God's going to answer your prayer. Because He moves on that spirit man. And our spirit man wants more, but our flesh. Because, can you see Him? Can you see yourself in there? You're still trying to hold yourself in the glass. Can you see it? I can see it so clearly. You're in the glass and you're trying to hold on. And it's getting more slippery and it's getting more difficult. But boy, are you struggling. Because it's all about you. You wouldn't say that. But if you're trying, if it's about what you think and what you feel, and how do they see me? What would they think? Then you're still in the glass. Do you understand? I have all these plans, all these words God's given me. And God's like, are you willing to just, for none of that to happen, to do what I'm doing now? You know what I tell him all the time? If this is how you want to spend my life, you go right ahead. Because it doesn't matter what I see, think, or feel, or what others say, I choose to trust in you. I trust in you, God. I trust in you, Father. I don't care if I like it or not. If this is how you want to spend my life, if this is how you want to spend my time, because it's not about me. Would you shake me out of the glass, Lord? Would you shake my flesh out of me? Would you bring me to a place of losing my life to you? Would you? That's your prayer. Don't pray it if you don't mean it, because He's going to seek you in it and you just don't even know. I want to lose my life to you. Not give my life to you. I've already done that. I want to lose my life to you. Would you shake me out of the glass? I don't want self. I don't want to preserve self. I don't want to please self. I want it to be all about you. Every word, every decision. I don't make plans. I ask you, and He'll just start carrying you instead of you trying to get Him to come bless what you're doing. Because it's not about you. Ask Him to get you out of the glass. Quit holding on. Quit struggling to stay alive and in control. Tana gets up, talks about worship. You could talk about praise. He could sing these songs. And nobody moves. Or a little movement. It's because self is still alive. We're trying to preserve self. You see, it's not they don't know these things. They can even do the actions. I worship you. I praise you. I thank you. What do you thank Him for? Well, I thank Him for this, and I thank Him for that. They could go do all that stuff as long as you don't touch the little guy in the glass. Because that's who they're living for. They're preserving the guy in the glass. Do you understand? Am I condemning anybody? Dude, do you think I don't know? You think I don't go through this? Do you know what the Apostle Paul said? I, the little guy in the glass, die daily. I die daily. The little guy in the glass dies daily. Because the little guy in the glass is going to come back. What about my feet? What about my back? A little bit ago, I couldn't even get up off the floor. What about me? So you're going to get to know God way deeper than you know Him right now. Because He cares so much about you. He's going to so surpass. See, God's not looking to use you. Ever. God never uses anybody. He doesn't send wounded soldiers out. He brings the wounded in from afar, you know, like, I own you. And kisses on their boo-boos and loves on them and holds them. And why else do you think they come here? Because they're getting loved on them. Because where God's the healing station God has for them. And then as they get closer and they go, this is the real God. We don't like that religious spirit, God. Because see, it's not about other churches. We got to thank God for all those other churches. They name the name of Jesus. It's that spirit of religion.